Now on WCHL, a page from D.G. Martin's notebook.
Well, those of us who listen to WCHL regularly, we know Wayne Pond as Ron Stutz's Word of the Day man. Every weekday, he challenges with an odd or an interesting new word to add to our vocabulary. But Wayne's worn many other hats. He was the host of the popular nationally syndicated radio program produced called Soundings, produced by the National Humanities Center. And he directed for a long time the weekend seminars for Carolina's program in the humanities. And did you know this? Long before Ron came, Wayne was the morning man on WCHL. Well, now in his sort of retirement, he wears another hat. It's a sombrero. He's a Spanish teacher, and it's at a unique Spanish language immersion program sponsored by Central Carolina Community College at its Siler City location. When Wayne Pond told me what he was doing, I said, I want to sign up for that. And he responded, DG, this program is for people who've had quite a bit of Spanish, not people like you who've never had a formal Spanish lesson. But without consulting Wayne further, I signed up for that week-long program. And it turned out that the lead teacher was a woman named Stephanie Honowski. She grew up in Puerto Rico. She welcomed our six-person class with great enthusiasm, but she let us know from the beginning that her effort was going to be to increase our conduct in conversational skills. I will be talking to you, and when I ask you a question, I will give you the verb to use in your answer, and then I will insist that you give me an answer with a complete sentence, and you will do better if you use the verb form that I give you in the question. Ooh, Wayne was correct. I was far behind the other five students in the class. But our teacher knew how to work with me and with the rest of the group who put up with me. In fact, one of them said, I'm glad that you're in the class because I know that when Stephanie is working with you on conversation, the rest of us are going to be able to take a breather because it's going to take a long time. Well, some of the most interesting parts of the class were our joint sessions with some of the Latin American students in the English as a second language classes also held at the community college. And what we would do is we'd pair up with folks in the English as a second language class for 10 minutes at a time. And in each session, we would spend about 5 minutes talking only Spanish, and then about 5 minutes talking only English. So we each got a chance. So it turned out to be a great way to learn the language and a wonderful connection with the struggles of the people from all over Latin America who are living with us now, and how they're getting along in their new lives in our country. And we had a great challenge. We were taken to the Lorna Bonita store and cafe in Siler City, and one of the friends of the owner guided us around the class, showing us the options of the meals and the groceries that Spanish-speaking immigrants might order. All that's a great experience. But did I learn to speak Spanish in just 1 week? No, not yet, but I'm off to a good start. Thanks to Señor Wayne Pond. Buenos dias, Wayne. This is D.G. Martin.